Welcome back to Fostering Faith. Welcome back to this week, and we are in our season three, and we're doing a little things different this season as I am by myself, as Gia is busy with basketball and volleyball, and she may come back whenever she is less busy, but she wanted to continue with this Fostering Faith, and so us being a mom and wanting to continue to grow people's faith with Fostering Faith, we are here to keep encouraging you as we are talking about a topic that has been on my heart for a little while now. And you can go back into my other YouTube videos. I did this video after reading Revelation. And so I'd like to talk to you guys today about being lukewarm. And I would like to try to ignite your faith and just go from lukewarm to on fire for God. And so do you feel stuck and you feel like you're walking with Christ, but you're neither hot nor cold? It's just time to reignite your passion for Christ and step into a thriving purpose. And this episode, I want to dive into what it means to be a lukewarm Christian. Is that you? Is that me? Why is it dangerous? How can we cultivate a vibrant relationship with Jesus? And some practical tips about actionable tips and episodes about how to move from passive to passionate. And so I welcome you. This is Fostering Faith. We are here to help you foster your faith, hence the title. And today we're going to talk about things that kind of hit home for many of us. What's it mean to be a lukewarm Christian? In Revelation 3:16, Jesus says, "So because you are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I am about to spit you out of my mouth." Those are some strong words, but they remind us of how important it is to stay spiritually alive. So let's dive into what it means to be lukewarm and why does it matter and how can we reignite our faith journey? And so what does it mean to be a lukewarm Christian? And so here are some signs and some symptoms of being a lukewarm faith. Checking the Christian box without having a true heart engagement. Lack of prayer or Bible reading outside of church. Prioritizing comfort over obedience. And maybe we're just going to church on Sunday. That's the only time that we read scripture. That's the only time that we think about God. It's just because, oh, it's Sunday, we have to go. And looking at this in lenses of, I get to go, I get to talk to God. And it's about, we have to do a lot of things that we are not comfortable with, but because we are obedient to God, we choose obedience over comfort. But why is being a lukewarm Christian dangerous? Spiritual stagnation, being spiritually just meh, leads to vulnerability and temptations, and that is what the devil loves. You miss the full enjoyment and purpose in walking with Christ, and it impacts your ability to witness to others. We are made to be disciples. We are here to grow his kingdom, and if we are not on fire for Christ, then we are missing so many opportunities to help and just reach people and snatch them from the fiery pits. And so would it look like to reignite your faith? How about reconnecting with God's word? How about a sitting quiet time away and start with just 10 minutes a day using devotions or an app like YouVersion? We've talked about it so many times on this app, but it's about sitting that 10 minutes away. And so it's not, 30 minutes, an hour, 2 hours, it's 10 minutes. You have 10 minutes, stop scrolling on your phone and just put that 10 minutes and just devote it to him. What about praying with intention? Don't have to say a quick prayer and just have an honest conversation with God. He knows what you're thinking anyway. He knows exactly where you're at. And here's like a simple conversation tool. It's called Acts. And so it is about admiration, confession, thanksgiving, and supplication to guide you. And so it is just those like little tools that you can use to help with your conversation with God. And so we want to thank him. We want to confess our sins. We want to thank him, for everything that he's done for us. And then just ask him questions. Ask him what and why, and just go to your Father. I mean, he knows what you're wanting. He knows your desires. He knows your heart, and he just wants that relationship with you. And so he's also built us for an amazing life. He's built you with so many different qualities that no one else has. And so it's about serving others, you know, signing up for volunteering at church or in just your community, you know, serving shifts that focus from yourself to God's kingdom. He has put so many special talents in all of us. And it's whether it is in food ministry or mechanics ministry or, you know, serving with children or youth or what, you know, singing, worshiping, all those are acts of service that he has put the ability in you. Don't be scared. Go do it. And serving others is such a blessing and a reward in itself. And just like with anything that you're trying to do different, surround yourself with accountability. Join a small group. Find a mentor, an accountability partner. Just like if you're going to start an exercise or diet, you have to start with somebody because you have no problem letting down yourself or you wouldn't be in this position. With a diet or with your exercise routine, you have to have an accountability partner. And just being open and honest with your best friend or your pastor or finding an e-group online, it's about having that accountability partner that I'm going to show up every Wednesday, whether I like it or not. And I want to walk and learn in how to do this. And step out in faith. Take one bold action to share your testimony. Invite a friend to church. Start a gratitude journal. Shift your focus. And so setting those daily reminders on your phone. And so write this verse out like Colossians 3:23, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord. Place this where you can see it. And so you are having daily reminders. You're having daily reminders on your phone for the Bible app. We do a plan with the kids and youth. And so I have a daily reminder, you know, and celebrate your small wins. Keep track of how God is moving in your life and share those moments with others. And that way it is building your faith. And just so you can be reminded about, oh my gosh, he did listen. He answered my prayer, because we know that God answers every prayer. It may not be what you want. It may be a yes, it may be a no, and it may be not right now. You're not mature enough for that. And just wait on it. And that's why we wait on him, because his ways are better than our ways. And we are so small-minded that we really honestly don't know what he has in store for us. And what about a digital detox? Limit your distractions by setting limits on free screen time and allowing you just to have that extra 10 minutes before bed for prayer. And whenever we talk about, you know, other signs of being a lukewarm Christian, it really is about just, you know, are you a check mark box, you know, kind of Christian? Are we just looking for, you know, fast food prayers? Our prayers are like drive-through orders. Hey, God, I need this. Thanks. We're in the comparison game. You justify your faith, but well, at least I'm better than they are. You know, spoiler alert, God does not grade on a curve. So if any of this sounds familiar, don't worry. You know, we've all been there. It's about staying lukewarm. That's the problem. And so it's just like eating toast every day. I'm not telling you to eat toast, eat eggs, eat your protein, but there's a buffet of possibilities that are waiting for you, but you have to have the connection. You have to be, you know, in touch with God. And why does faith matter? Why does all of this matter? Why does fostering faith even exist? Because faith matters. And so faith gives us hope. It is whenever life is unpredictable, we have faith that gives you an anchor in your storm. You know, faith brings us joy and purpose. Whenever you're connected with God, you find the meaning of even the mundane. You know, faith transforms you. God specializes in turning messes into masterpieces. Faith isn't just for church people. It's for everyone. Whether you are skeptical or indifferent, it's just an unsure start. God's wanting to meet you exactly where you're at. And so starting small, being real, you know, trying a Bible app for beginners, you know, finding community, looking for God in all the everyday moments, talking and walking with him, admiring the stars, admiring the food, you know, the flowers, the sky. You know, whenever I take Gia to school, we used to look at the sky and we would just say, you know, what kind of painting does he have for today? And just looking at the vibrant colors of how it ombres from pink to orange or to blue to purple. And I mean, just looking at what he created for you, his beautiful son, his masculine dog, you know, like just all the things that he made for you. And so lukewarm Christians, you know, revitalizing your prayer life, getting back into scripture, making worship fun, play your favorite worship song in the car, just sing to the top of your lungs and watch that smile come back to your face. It is not silly. It is not anything. It is about you connecting with your Heavenly Father, and He gets to hear your voice, and He's so excited. And, you know, I've got to see so many people just kind of transformed as they were, you know, with God, and they were like on fire for God, and then something happened and they fell away. And so people that are, you know, just kind of lukewarm and just go to church on Sundays, you know, and just go to lunch right afterwards and, you know, have zero talk about God, you know, the rest of the week. You know, one day we were talking with a friend and she decided to shake things up. And so she started reading a chapter a day. And fast forward a year, she is leading Bible studies. She's hosting women's events. She is just a spiritual mama. And she is someone that is on fire for God. God can take anyone, even the most meh person among us. And the light, His fire changes our lives. And it's about, you know, the big takeaway is that I don't want you to stay lukewarm. You don't have to have faith yet, and that's okay, because God is not looking for perfect people. He's looking for people who are willing to take that one small step. So here's my challenge for you. Pick one thing from today's episode. Maybe it's praying for the first time, opening your Bible, or texting a friend, asking about their faith. Just one thing. And because we're going to start small, we're not going to get overwhelmed. And remember that faith isn't about having all the answers, but it's about trusting the one who does. And what happens if you fall? You get back up. God's grace is bigger than any of your mistakes. And so I want to pray us out today, as this is, you know, a shorter episode, but I think it's so important that we take time to just look at our faith and let's point the finger at ourselves. Are we cold? Are we lukewarm? Are we on fire for God? And it's about looking at what we can do to reignite our flame and our flame for God. And so as we go into this Christmas season, knowing the reason that we have Christmas, knowing the reason because you have a God, that you have Jesus who died on the cross for you, that was born and that knew his life had purpose, and just know that your life has purpose and that you are meant to have an amazing life. And it's hard and it's not easy to be a Christian. We're not saying that. We're not saying that if you are a Christian that it's going to be cupcakes and rainbows, because it's not, because it's hard, because we have to do things that we don't want to do, and we have to, you know, ask God on a daily basis to change our heart, and we have to die to our fleshly desires and do what scripture says, and we get to because we want to please our Father, just like what you wanted to do and please your mother and father whenever you're growing up. Potentially, maybe you didn't, but you know, I did. And so it is about, I get to do what my Heavenly Father has called me to do, and that's encourage people. And I get to use that gift every day just to see a smile on someone's face, to give them a hug and just encourage them, and just to love on people. And I get to talk to people that will never step foot in church, and I get to encourage them and invite Jesus into their life and hand out, you know, pamphlets and just love on who God has put in front of me. And I think even just doing little episodes like this really just ignites my flame for Him again. And is there going to be times in my life that I'm going to be lukewarm? Yeah, maybe. And I'm going to ask Him to change my heart and be like, what is going on with me? Devil, get behind me. And I will sin and be in scripture even more. And I'm going to ask my friends, I'm going to go into my pastor's office, or I'm going to call my best friends and be like, what is going on with me? Like, I need my flame on fire. Like, I am so dull right now. I just need, you know, because it's going to happen, but we got to have our guards up. We need to have our boundaries up, and we need to know where to go when this happens, because it's not about being perfect. It's about being real and about walking through this faith journey and having the ups and downs, but knowing that your God loves you and He meets you where you're at. And so as we bow our heads, dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this day. Thank you so much for yesterday. Thank you for igniting us. Thank you for allowing this word to seep into someone's heart. If it's just for the one, not the million, thank you that you are igniting our passion for Jesus and that we are on fire for you. Thank you that the words on the pages of the Bible will just come alive. Thank you for meeting us where we're at. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your joy. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you that you meet us where we are at. Thank you for this encouraging word. I hope this just kind of lights that flame, makes you really kind of point the finger at yourself and just check, hey, where am I at? What's my temperature? Am I lukewarm? Am I just check marking the boxes? I don't want you to feel ashamed. I want you to be spurred, to be encouraged, to be ignited in the fact that you can do something different. You can be better than where you're at right now. And so I hope this encourages you. I hope that you find this to be something that you can share with others. And I want you to join me on the next Fostering Faith as we can learn and feel like we are inspired by the end of the message. And don't forget to subscribe, leave a review. It helps us reach more people in hope for Christ. And until next time, keep growing, keep going, keep the coffee warm. Here's to your faith, and we'll see you next week.